you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Leah Lowenstein, Tim Cogshell, and Charles Solomon. First up, Enola Holmes 2 from director Harry Bradbeer and star Millie Bobby Brown. Tim.
Well, these movies are just great. You do not need to have seen the first one to enjoy this one. In this one, Enola gets her first case and she's going to solve it all by herself.
What'd you think, Lael?
I enjoyed it, but not quite as much as the first one. I think Millie Bobby Brown is terrific, and there's some great elements of this. I love the historical background to it, the fact that this does take place against the background of actual events, including the Match Girl strike. She's a plucky, spirited heroine, but I didn't think it was quite as energetic as the first Enola Holmes.
This based on the series of Enola Holmes mysteries by Nancy Springer. Jack Thorne doing the adaptation here. It's rated PG-13. Enola Holmes 2 is streaming on Netflix. Weird, the Al Yankovic story, directed by Eric Kapel, and he co-wrote it with Weird Al himself, Lael.
So this is a very weird movie, as you might expect, and it's sometimes brilliant and sometimes utterly tedious. It's kind of a brilliant attempt to parodize, to make a parody of the biopic genre, but it's pretty out there, and sometimes it just falls a little bit flat.
Daniel Radcliffe starring as Weird Al. Tim.
I thought it was just relentlessly ridiculous. We get a little Bohemian Rhapsody. We get a little 8 Mile. We get a little bit of everything. But I thought it just cracked me up. That party at the pool party in Dr. Demento's house, you got to watch it just to see who's at the pool party at Dr. Demento's house.
Especially if you grew up in L.A. and are fans of Dr. Demento. Weird, the Al Yankovic story, rated TV-14 on the Roku channel. And Good Night, Oppie, a documentary about Opportunity, the Mars exploration rover from director Ryan White. Lael.
Oh, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was not just a documentary, it's also a love story. It showed how much these scientists, these engineers at NASA and JPL put their heart and soul into building these Mars rovers, and how it made them actually more sensitive, more emotional humans to deal with these rovers. And it was quite beautifully told. Lots of really good CGI as well as the anthropomorphized design.
Charles, what did you think of it?
Oh, I enjoyed it. There is some nice CG work. My one complaint is I think it is a little repetitious and a little long, but certainly an enjoyable film that will remind you how much fun the space program is for people.
Good Night, Oppie is rated PG. It's at the Regal LA Live Theater in downtown Los Angeles. And in 3 weeks, it'll start streaming on Amazon Prime Video. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your audio.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.